Instinctively, with the dawn coming, I turned to Madam Mina, intending to hypnotize her. But she lay in a deep and sudden sleep from which I could not wake her. I tried to hypnotize through her sleep, but she made no response, none at all. And the day broke. I fear yet to stir. I have made my fire, and have seen the horses. They are all dead. Today, I have much to do here, and I keep waiting till the sun is up high, for there may be places where I must go, where that sunlight, though snow and mist obscure it, will be to me a safety. I will strengthen me with breakfast, and then I will to my terrible work. Madam Mina still sleeps, and God be thanked, she is calm in her sleep. Jonathan Harker's Journal. 4th of November, evening. The accident to the launch has been a terrible thing for us. Only for it we should have overtaken the boat long ago, and by now my dear Mina would have been free. I fear to think of her, off on the wolds near that horrid place. We have got horses, and we follow on the track. I note this whilst Godalming is getting ready. We have our arms. The Tsigani must look out if they mean to fight. Oh, if only Morris and Seward were with us. We must only hope. If I write no more, goodbye, Mina. God bless and keep you. Dr. Seward's Diary. 5th of November. With the dawn, we saw the body of the Tsigani before us dashing away from the river with their lighter wagon. They surrounded it in a cluster and hurried along as though beset. The snow is falling lightly, and there is a strange excitement in the air. It may be our own feelings, but the depression is strange. Far off I hear the howling of wolves. The snow brings them down from the mountains, and there are dangers to all of us, and from all sides. The horses are nearly ready, and we are soon off. We ride to death of someone. God alone knows who, or where, or what, or when, or how it may be.